Well, the Iowa State Cyclones return to the practice floors. They prepare for Friday night's Midwest Region semifinal game against top-seeded Virginia in Chicago. It'll be the Cyclones' second appearance in the Sweet 16 in 3 years.
I can't be more happy for our guys. Obviously, they've weathered a lot of storms since last June, really probably the end of last May. And to be in the Sweet 16, you see how these games go. It's a blessing to be in the Sweet 16. Now we got to go make the most of our opportunity.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. Virginia is 28-7. They finished second to North Carolina in the ACC regular season race and also in the conference tournament.
They're very good. They're very experienced. Defensively, very, very tough. Only average giving up 59 points a game. They're almost like a high major version of Little Rock from a standpoint of their defensive stats. We've got to space the floor. We've got to get ball reversal. We can't take quick shots. We can't give them turnovers leading easy baskets.
Prohm says the Cyclones played well on defense in their first two games, and that needs to continue.
We have got to be locked in for 40 minutes. They're physical. They're tough. They try to grind you out, and we got to match their toughness. We can't gamble. Got to keep people in front, keep the ball out of the middle, and then we got to get one shot.
Prohm says Virginia's style of play will force the Cyclones to be patient on offense.
Well, one pass threes isn't what you want against them. You know, we want to run our action, we want to get space, and then we want to drive it and then make the extra pass. And then we got to make shots and finish at the rim as well. You know, against Little Rock, too, you had to make some shots, and we did that. We're going to have to do that Friday, but you can't play hurry. You know, we've got to have good ball reversal, good spacing. You know, what they want you to do is get frustrated, one quick shot, now you're back guarding 25 seconds of action, which they're very, very good at.
Well, the winner of Friday's game will play the winner of the game between Syracuse and Gonzaga for the Midwest Region title. Tip time for Virginia and Iowa State, 6:10 on Friday evening. Alec Peters scored 20 points for his seventh straight 20-plus game, and Valparaiso advanced to its first NIT semifinals with a 60-44 win against St. Mary's last night. Valpo moves on to play BYU in the semifinals. BYU advanced by beating Creighton 88-82 last night. Zach Selius led the Cougars with 19 points. Tonight's games feature Florida hosting George Washington and Georgia Tech at San Diego State. The semifinals will be played a week from Tuesday in New York's Madison Square Garden, with the championship game set on Thursday, March 31st at the world's most famous arena in the nation's oldest college men's basketball tournament. Malcolm Mann's buzzer-beating layup as time expired gave Mid-America Christian its first NAIA national championship as they post a 100-99 victory over Georgetown of Kentucky in action last night. Well, the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame has announced the class of 2016. Gaining admittance are former Georgia standout Dominique Wilkins, Doug Collins of Illinois State, DePaul's Mark Aguirre, LaSalle's Lionel Simmons, Bob Boozer of Kansas State, and UCLA's Jamal Wilkes. Two coaches are also part of the class of 16, Hugh Durham and Mike Montgomery. The induction ceremony will take place in November. As expected, Jamie Dixon has been introduced as the new head basketball coach at TCU. Dixon, who played his college ball for the Horned Frogs, left Pittsburgh for the job after leading the Panthers to 11 NCAA tournaments in 13 seasons. TCU is hoping that he has the same kind of success in Fort Worth, as the Frogs have won only 8 Big 12 games since joining that conference 4 years ago. Steve Peichel has been introduced as Rutgers' new head men's basketball coach, vowing to continue his trend of turning around struggling programs. He has a huge task now to turn around a Rutgers team that went 7-25 and was winless in the Big Ten. The former Stony Brook coach says he's never let down an athletic director, university president, or student body. Peichel compiled a 119-48 record over the past 5 seasons at Stony Brook. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says it's time to move on. The Hawkeyes get ready for the start of spring drills after posting a school record 12 wins in a season which culminated with a trip to the Rose Bowl.
That's kind of got to be our mindset. We just got to realize, yeah, we don't have any debt right now, but we don't have any credit either. Anything we did last year or 2 years ago or 15 years ago, it's not going to help us this year.
Well, the Hawkeyes have a number of starters back on both sides of the ball, but Ferentz knows that sustaining success can be more difficult than obtaining it.
Yeah, so it really gets down to the same story every January. You know, you start over again. Typically, you have some good players coming back, and then you've lost some good players typically. And so it's all about the opportunity for everybody. But it's everybody at every level. The older guys, guys like CJ and Josie, if they play the way they did last year, it's not going to be good enough. We're going to need them to play better. And that's true of all the guys that have played.
Ferentz says a key will be replacing the leadership that last year's senior class displayed.
We lost 21 seniors. Not all were starters, but you know what they did collectively, that's a big void to fill right there. So that's our first challenge. Forget about positions, but you know, you move out 21 guys that really did things on a daily basis really well, really modeled, I think, great behavior for our entire football team. So can we fill that void?
Two starters are gone along the offensive line, but five players with starting experience will return for that unit.
We're certainly in a little different situation than a year ago. We had a lot of question marks about, you know, how guys would produce in game situations. But that being said, there's a lot of growth to be had. And one of the reasons we had a successful football team last year was that we did improve. You know, our oldest guys played like our oldest guys, and whether you look at it that way or if you look at it how they progressed from March till December, they improved there too. And that's going to be, you know, that's always kind of been the theme. It'll remain that way.
After passing for more than 2,800 yards and 17 touchdowns last season, quarterback C.J. Beathard is ready to go following off-season surgery.
I wouldn't describe him as 100%, but I think he's pretty close to it right now. So he should be able to practice full speed out there. We'll be careful about what we do with him because it's still a little bit delicate at this point. But he's doing really well with his rehab. And typically after those guys get the repairs on the sports hernias, it's just kind of a matter of climbing the ladder.
The Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills with an open practice in Kinnick Stadium on April 23rd. Kansas City Chiefs star pass rusher Justin Houston could miss much or all of next season after having surgery to repair an ACL in his knee. The Chiefs said on Tuesday that the ligament was not fully torn, but after a meeting with orthopedist Dr. James Andrews, the consensus was that surgery was the best option for his long-term health. The best-case scenario is a mid-August return, though it's possible Houston could miss the entire season. The Chiefs didn't specify which knee. Houston hurt a knee last season, but at the time it was diagnosed as a hyperextension. He played with a brace in a playoff win over Houston and the Chiefs' season-ending playoff loss to New England. Running back Alfred Morris is switching teams within the NFC East. Morris, who was a four-year starter for the Redskins, has inked a two-year deal with the Cowboys. He racked up over 4,700 yards and 29 touchdowns in 64 games with Washington. Ravens coach John Harbaugh says the team has an unofficial agreement with free agent running back Trent Richardson. Harbaugh told reporters at the NFL owners' meetings that he's been exchanging texts with Richardson and expects to sign him. The 25-year-old Richardson has been a disappointment as a pro since he was selected number 3 overall in the 2012 draft by Cleveland. And the NFL owners have outlawed the chop block, and they've confirmed that extra point attempts will be permanently snapped from the 15-yard line. Those were among a number of rules changes that owners signed off on at their meetings. Other changes involved coach-to-player communications from the sideline, as well as the press box, adding a delay of game penalty to a team that calls a timeout when they don't have any remaining, removing a 5-yard penalty for a receiver illegally touching a pass after being out of bounds, the expansion of what is called a horse collar tackle to cover the nameplate on the back of jerseys, and eliminating multiple spots of enforcement for a double foul after a change of possession. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.